Mini episode 1738 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to mini episode 1738 of the FDH Lounge. I'm FDH managing partner Rick Morris here with a look at the biggest stories in MLB over the first half of the season. Here's our top five notes of interest at the midpoint of the 2024 MLB season. Number five, positive surprises. We expected the New York Yankees and Boston to falter due to pitching, particularly the pinstripes once Gerrit Cole went down. But both teams were far stronger than expected on the mound, and that has translated to them being squarely in contention. Similarly, Cleveland lost Shane Bieber and had a pop gun offense in 2023, but a top-heavy lineup has been good enough and the bullpen has absolutely dominated. Milwaukee lost Corbin Burns and Craig Counsell and didn't make any moves that indicated that they'd contend, but they have because the winning culture in the clubhouse remains stronger than expected. Number four, negative surprises. We expected this to be a gap year for Tampa Bay between periods of contention, but few others did, notwithstanding the messy health situation with their pitching. Texas was always going to be playing rope-a-dope, waiting for Scherzer and DeGrom to come back, but their World Series hangover has been fierce. Miami has demonstrated that last year's wild card berth was a complete fluke, and they're still a bad team. Number three, where'd they come from? Luis Gil has dipped recently, but he's been key to the Yankees' aforementioned overachieving. Tanner Houck is a late bloomer who's done for Beantown what Gil has done for the Bronx. Ronel Blanco came from nowhere and, yes, did have a drug suspension, but he's shockingly been the key to Houston staying in the race. Seth Lugo might have been a favorite of the wise guys going into the season, but he's been a full-spectrum star. His teammate, Brady Singer, has had a very long-awaited breakthrough. Ben Lively was a typical cheapo Cleveland signing who has far outperformed that status. His teammate, Stephen Kwan, has ascended from being one of the game's best contact hitters to drawing legitimate comparisons to Ichiro. Alec Burleson has gone from being fourth outfielder material for St. Louis to all-star level. Number two, don't call it a comeback. Chris Sale looks like he's back to where he was during that legendary 2011 to 2018 run. Jack Flaherty hasn't looked like a star since 2021, but he does now. Jurickson Profar has never lived up to his five-star pedigree, but in his age 31 season, he's better than ever. Number one, youth is not wasted on the young. Gunnar Henderson is taking another step forward towards megastardom. Ellie De La Cruz is the most magnetic player since young Griffey Jr. Paul Skeens is this decade's Kerry Wood. Let's just hope that he holds up better. Mason Miller has to be seen to be believed. And Bobby Witt Jr. is proving to be the kind of young franchise player who can lift the team out of years of misery. Baseball hasn't really had any mainstream names since that crop of players who dominated in the 90s. If these players can't reach that level, it won't be for lack of talent. Thank you for joining us for this mini episode of the FDH Lounge.